Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 129 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe are here with you once more. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
All good?
Very good, yes. Apart from I've had to travel up on the bus today.
Why are you on the bus today?
Because my car needs an MOT, so I thought I'd better not drive it. And my son's old car that I was driving is out of MOT next weekend, so we sold it at the weekend.
Oh, right. And how does your son feel about not having a car?
Oh, no, he replaced his ages ago.
Oh, right. So
we actually had four cars.
Surely you should have stolen his, and only three of you can drive. That's awfully confusing.
Yes.
The life of the Turner household.
So I've come on the bus, but I must admit, after my last experience, it's been quite nice.
What happened to you on the bus last time?
Nothing really. It just smelt really horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awful.
Before, after, or during?
During.
Okay.
But it was nice, this one. It was a new one, so I was all right.
A fresh, clean, exciting bus. Okay. On that exciting note, we'll tell you what's coming up on the show today. Now, this is the big one. Later on, we'll be talking to...
Peter Cox from Go West. Looking forward to that.
You had a poster, didn't you, as a child? You had to go.
No,
Go
I didn't.
West poster.
I did like the songs, but yeah. I hear he's a very good singer live, so perhaps we ought to ask him to perform.
Okay, but down the phone, it'll sound fantastic. we're talking of singers and the like. We have in the studio with us Billy and Loz. Good evening to you guys. Hello.
All right, mate.
Hello.
Right, now you're going to be performing for us in a bit.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's what said in the instructions that I was given. So we'll be hearing some of your folk music a little later on.
That's right.
And talking about your myriad of other projects a little bit, I trust, too, because I want to know what else is going on. There's normally a lot happening when you've got Billy and Loz around. But first of all, we go to the phones where we find the one and only Jean Martin. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Are you all right?
I'm all right. We aren't making you present today. You're actually in a pub at the minute, aren't you?
Yes, best place
nice
to be, isn't it?
enjoying dinner?
I am, and it's lovely.
And the excitement builds for you too, because you have your brand new CD available next Monday on Amazon.
Yes, it's going to be launched next Monday, Jason. I'm so thrilled about it.
It's an ideal Christmas present as well, isn't it?
It is, Zoe, yes. I'm really chuffed. I just hope everybody will buy it.
Well, fingers crossed. I mean, you've put a lot of work into it. Obviously, off the back of what you've been doing on Britain's Got Talent and the tour, there's been quite a demand for your music, hasn't there?
Absolutely, yes. In fact, my feet have hardly touched the ground since the competition was over. And I'll be flat out more or less now until the 18th of December when I finish for Christmas.
Which is nice, a bit of a break. Because you've got a gig coming up for Help for Heroes soon, I think, haven't you?
I've just done that
one. Oh, was that last week?
Yeah, that was last week, and there was £1,500 raised for Help for Heroes for that one, which is absolutely great. My next one, well, I've got one on the first day of the new year, which is something I've never done before. I usually do a Christmas show, but this year I've changed my mind and decided to do a New Year's Day show.
And this is in your hometown of Brood?
This is in my hometown of Brood, in the Jubilee Hall. And the tickets are £7, and it is all the music of Johann and Richard Strauss. So it'll be like going to the Symphony Hall to hear the gala concert of the, all the Strauss waltzes. Instead, people can just pop to the Jubilee Hall where I'll be performing. It'll be lovely.
And where do you get tickets for that one from?
The tickets are available from Chrissy's Flower Shop in Brood,
mm-hmm.
or also the VIP shop. Or you can get them by telephone on 01902 850 843.
01902 850 843 is the number if you want to come along. And what's the price again on those?
They're £7.
So good value for money, and you may be a little the worse for wear on New Year's Day, but a bit of waltzing never hurt anybody, did it?
Well, it's in the afternoon, so it starts at 2:30.
So have breakfast
really
about midday, and then come
that's
along.
That's right. And go along. To
I can
be
imagine
soon.
It being very relaxing, though. A nice, calming entry into the new year after the night before.
It will be, Zoe, because there certainly won't be any boogie on that day. The boogie queen will need to get wound up.
Are you going to be wearing one of your sparkly jackets? Or would that be
no,
a bit
I'm
too
actually
much?
Going to be in long gloves and, looking like a, I suppose, a long dress. For the Viennese
oh, right.
effect.
In costume, yes, and everything.
Oh, the lot. Yes, yes. I might even have a blonde wig like, you know, these they used to have in Mozart's time. We're turning the clock back.
And Brood will not know what's hit it. But it was actually rocked last night as well, because you actually did the Christmas light switch on in Brood. You've been switching on Christmas lights all over, though, haven't you?
I know. I've been practicing flicking my light switches up and down to make sure I've got the button right.
But really good turnout in Brood Village Centre last night.
There were. I think there were more there than they've ever had before. It was lovely. The atmosphere and community spirit within the village, and all put on, of course, by the Rotary Club, which I'm a member. And they did a cracking job. It was lovely. Absolutely lovely. And, of course, I turned Canucks on last week, which was nice too.
I saw you in the paper. You were there
did
again.
You?
In fact, worryingly, if you look at the pictures from last night's event in the Express and Star, at least on their website, you can just about see my bald head in the crowd, which is slightly disturbing as well.
Let's have a look for that, James.
I'm not keen on making it into the press, but there we are.
Now, I'm in again tonight, am I? Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, oh yes, celebrity.
Christmas shopping today. Oh.
You've actually been doing some stuff on telly as well with Big Brother, haven't you? Because you took part in an event earlier on this year, but it's all happening all over again.
Yes, I've just completed Big Brother and a bit on the side on Channel 5 with Emma Willis, and we were invited to the after-show party, which was fabulous, and the producer and the director pulled me out of the crowd and said, "Gene, you know, the music you and the fun and spirit that you put into the programme, we'd like you to be on the next series of Celebrity Big Brother, which is in January."
Oh.
I'd love to. So that was nice.
Good.
It would be lovely, Zoe. I can't wait.
Yeah.
There's just no stopping you now. And anything else on the TV in the pipeline at the moment?
No, not until the new year starts. Then I would imagine things will lift up a bit. I think what's happening, because BGT was in the middle of the year, everybody had, was booked up, you know, I mean, the Christmas mm-hmm. things are booked up 12 months in advance.
Yeah.
So I would imagine get Christmas out of the way, and then London will be back on to me again.
The agents doing their stuff.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. So you mentioned the fact you're working through to the 18th of December, gigs pretty much throughout. Anything else that we can talk about locally, or is it all up and down the country for you between now and then?
It's all mainly up and down the country. I start in Leicester next week, and I go as far as Yorkshire. Well, if people want to have a look at my website, it's www.jeanmartin.co.uk, and there's a link onto Organ Facts, which is where the organ concert diary is, which is kept up to date regularly. So, you know, you can see exactly where I am on what night.
Check it all out that way and get yourself along to a Gene Martin gig in the very near future.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Lovely to talk to you as ever. What are you doing in the pub, and which pub are you in at the moment? Is it the local?
I'm actually in the Bentlands at the Consul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And can you recommend the food there?
The food is wonderful. I've got a huge plate with a fish that looks like a whale on it. Honestly, it's a cod in beer batter. And I tell you, it's like a mountain. I don't think I'll eat it all because there's so much and it's beautiful.
Well, when you finish work for Christmas, we'll have to get you in for the Christmas party. We won't be offering quite such fine fare, but you never know. Yeah. We might have some nibbles or something.
We'll have some chocolates, won't we, Jason?
Yeah, and you'll bring your party poppers again and make a mess of the floor.
Oh, that would be nice. That would be nice.
But yeah. We have to get you in as one of our co-hosts over the Christmas period. Okay.
Well, next week, next Monday, I'm in at the Molyneux for the Local Hero Award.
Yeah, I've forgotten all about that. Tell us more about that one.
Oh, well, I don't really know a lot about it because it was such a surprise, but I've been awarded by the Express and Star the Local Hero Award for what's happening in the community. So whether it's with charity work or what, all will be revealed next Monday.
OK, you'll wait until they read it out and then you just go stand up, smile and accept an award.
That's right. And they've asked me if I'll play.
Oh, that's compulsory. You can't go and not play for them either, can you?
Well, I said they've never had anybody playing at it before at this ceremony, so I think that's something they've got lined up for me, so I've got to take the keyboard with me.
No doubt it'll be in the paper as well, so we can't get in front of the picture.
Your press cuttings are getting ridiculous now, aren't they?
Just a bit.
I don't know. Jean, once again, lovely to speak to you, and lovely to see you yesterday. I had a good time natting with you down there in Brood, and I shall look forward to seeing you again soon. But once you get into your Christmas spirit first, and then pop there and see us for our festive special.
I'd love to come and see you and Zoe, absolutely.
Okay, then.
All right, well, have a good night tonight.
Thank you.
Enjoy your fish.
Okay, yes, I'll enjoy my fish, yes, okay.
See you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye. Bye.
There we go, Jean Martin, as ever. Always nice to have a natter with Jean. We like
Jean. She's lovely.
Yeah. But turning to the other side of the studio, we have, as we mentioned earlier, Billy and Loz in the house. And Billy, tell us about what's been going on with your work at the minute, because has it been a busy 2011 for you?
Yeah, we've been busy all year, really, getting new stuff for the new album, writing. Loz gets the tunes, and then as soon as there's a tune, we get some lyrics, and then we just work on the lyrics and work the tune up, and then try to play them live. The best thing to do is to play them live. Mm-hmm. Most of the stuff we'll play tonight will be off the new CD.
Now, we haven't dragged you into the Milk Bar podcast before, have we?
No.
We've done many bits and pieces with you over the years and enjoyed over the last 5-6 years listening to your stuff. Yeah. But so this is the first time we've made you walk up 400 flights of stairs into the Molyneux. Yeah. you've at least been able to recover now, which is what counts.
Yes, yeah.
Coming in by parachute next time.
Now, that'd be fun. I'd like to see that. It might make your guitar tuning to go slightly awry. So we'll have another chat in a bit, but what have you got for us musically to get us going at the minute?
We're going to play Gerald then.
Let's play Gerald. Tell them a bit about Gerald, though. Let's tell them, I think.
Well, Gerald...
an intro to it.
Loz got this really great tune, and we had this idea that there's a tale when Queen Victoria come to the Black Country many, many years ago, and as she at the outskirts of the Black Country, she had the curtains closed on the train. Mm-hmm. And so we got this idea that we'd have this footman that used to work for her called Gerald, and he took the umbrage. She didn't know his real name was Enoch, and he was from Loy. And it just deals with the story of Enoch, getting more and more annoyed with the Queen, and eventually he gets off the train as he pulls through Tipton, and it's just called Shut the Curtains. And when we play the folk clubs, not us, but the lovely folks at the Woodman Folk Club, when we first did it, started to shut the curtains in. So now it's like
a
DVD.
Well, if you like.
It's like a DVD workout, isn't it?
All of our songs have got a story. That's
yes.
The point.
Yep.
So, you'll have to do that, else we won't be able to finish the song. You'll have to be shutting the curtains.
Okay? So, as we said on with Carl yesterday, we have a monkey on one track, and everybody in the radio could see the monkey. They'll obviously see you two shutting the curtains, and everybody at home will join in. That should be great.
Here they go, Billy and Loz.
Gerald was a footman, Queen Victoria. On the train of travel, London dressed in black. Head I went out posh rock, Marty Bummer was. A face of bogus spunners like the back end on a bus. Come to meet our people, now nah, don't make me laugh. When I come through Tipton, well, I went she cut we off. It turned her nose up at we and I pulled her veil down. I might as well tell driver just to turn a train around. Made her mind up weeks afore, and I want to look. Pull to footman Gerald now, pull them curtains cross. Sit posh folks in Oxford down the Vale on Eversham. Now to come to Sultaneth, they want to look a turn. Pulling in through Albury Well and Ombre Jetted Tech. Me belly coat take a eastern grime, I think I'm gonna rage. Ya thought was having heart attack, all that chicken fuzz. And Gerald turned to Queenie, he said, Queenie, button up. And I squealed at him. Shut the curtains, Gerald. Shut the curtains now. Shut the curtains, Gerald. Now let me look outside. Shut the curtains, Gerald. Shut the curtain now. Shut the curtain, Gerald. Now let me look outside. Look outside. Gerald was a gono man, his real name I know. Now they've told the Queenie, well, he wouldn't have a job. Folk, they looked down on him, he was from the black country. They thought on him a boon yet, especially the Queen. Enoch, he was seething and he know he wore off vexed. Once a good coal heaven had a done that spoiled wench. He felt his rag arising, they said, calm down, Enoch, man. His babby's outside waving flags, and what's it going on? Queen wore plays at all, and I said, shut the curtains, Gerald. Shut them curtains now. Shut the curtains, Gerald. Now let me look outside. Shut the curtains, Gerald. Shut the curtain now. Shut the curtains, Gerald. Now let me look outside. Look outside. Mary, what you got on? New frock. What you got that frock for? The Queen's a-coming today. Queen? Queen who? Eh, hey, Queen Victoria from down London. They'll be coming through the station in a minute. You better go and get up on that platform. Train will be arriving in Tipton Station in 5 minutes' time. Yeah, look. Here he comes. Tell you how Mary's so much up here. Them curtains I'm shut. That train by gonna stop. I'll go and go tell. Well, me wench, have I wasting this frock for nobody? See if I can see him on here on the platform. Oh, he looks all right over there. Don't you know who that is? Tipton Slasher? What about your Jack? Look, but my Jack don't know how I hate him. Come on, let's find me a man. Well, you looked the part anyway, Mary. Let me tell you now. Tipton Slasher, he did come, want to see a pass. He'd had a lick and promise where his Gansey braces spats. Stood the top on Owen Street, but he'd wasted time. The Queenie here went right on past and down a Cowsley line. I knock, he was seething and he knocked upon a door. You wouldn't last 5 minutes down my road, and that's for sure. I'll have your head off, Queen, he said. He said, pleasure, Sain. I'm marching off at the next stop. You won't see me again. Off he got, and a day off go at him. And what did he say? Shut the curtains, Gerald. Shut the curtains now. Shut the curtains, Gerald. Now let me look outside. Shut the curtains, Gerald. Shut the curtain now. Shut the curtains, Gerald. Now let me look outside. Look outside. Come on, my wench. Up the junction. There's a dummy team in there, and there's a bloke I've had my eyes on for ages. What about your frock? Well, I'll take it back after. It was only 5 bob. He'll give me my money back. I'll tell you one thing about the Queen. But how come? But I gotta go back now, has I?
I'm just, Zoe, disappointed about a curtain closing.
No,
you didn't
do a little bit.
Yeah, you joined in a bit, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
I was trying to download an app with curtains on it, but there wasn't one. That's what I was playing with my iPad for.
We'll do it again, and this time you shut the curtain.
But really good fun to listen to, and I did actions all the way through.
Yes, yeah, Jason was great. lost 2 stone there. Just
doing the curtains. brilliant. Well, we'll hear more from you in a very short while,
okay,
now, Zoe, you've set this one up.
I have. I'm very excited about this one, Jason.
I know, because we've got top quality star on the phone from Go West, a band that, I mean, I'm going to claim I grew up listening to, even though I was 10 when they formed. But I grew up listening to. It is Peter Cox from Go West. Hello, sir.
Thank you for that top quality star description. That's very flattering.
No, you are. Come on. You've been very hard working and never really stopped, sir, since it all got going in the early 80s, have you?
Well, I had an extended permanent vacation, in the words of Aerosmith, when I moved to California in 94. I did make a solo album for EMI, but it was a fair bit of lying by the pool drinking beer, I have to say.
That's so, just part of the lifestyle. That's what you do all the tours for.
I wish that was part of the lifestyle now, mate, but things have changed a bit. So no, not quite so much lying by the pool in California.
No, Ben, you wouldn't want to be lying by any pool in this weather over
That's
in the
sure.
UK at the minute. So what's been going on? Because it was 84 we closed our eyes, wasn't it, I think?
85, January 85. Yeah, we made the album in 84, and the first Go West. You don't want a whole précis of our career.
Just give us your favourite bits.
Oh, well, winning the Brit Award in 1986, Best Newcomer. That's an award that was voted for by the general public, so there's no approbation like people putting their hand in their pocket and buying records, which they used to do all those years ago.
Back in the day.
Yes, and so that was great, and obviously, moving on a bit, having the song The King of Wishful Thinking included in the soundtrack of Pretty Woman, which to date has sold going on for 12 million albums, which is nice, and which guarantees that if we're ever playing a show where some unfortunate man's been dragged along by his partner and doesn't know who we are, most people usually respond with a yes when Richard asks them if they've seen the film Pretty Woman. So more recently, we're in the middle of making our 3D album. That's our latest album. And we've just got back from touring Australia with Tony Hadley, which was a blast. And stopping off on the way back in Southeast Asia to do some shows in Malaysia and the Philippines. And as you just said, we're just about to embark on our UK tour this year.
And that must be really good fun, because the sort of audiences you get coming to your gigs now, not only are you going to get, let's say, people of Zoe's age. Well, I'm pretending she's you're a bit older than me, aren't you?
No, you're older.
Oh, you're
me.
Right.
But you've
got young ladies who are in their 30s into early 40s, and they did have pictures. Zoe claims she didn't have a picture of any wall as a child.
Well,
I
must have done.
Yeah, but
I was into my pop group.
They love the pop, and they're bringing the kids up, and they're listening to the same sort of stuff. I mean, I've seen it when I saw Howard Jones last year, and it's just the reaction they get from the young and old in the audience. It's because it's good quality music that really does stand the test of time, whether you're doing your old stuff or if you're doing something that new off your latest album.
Well, thanks very much for saying so. I hope that everything you say is true. It is the case that the audience is a cross-section of people, and I do think that mums do tend to introduce their kids to the music that they loved when they were young. Certainly my own niece is 21, and her taste is very Lionel Richie, which is a bit of a surprise to me, really. But listen, as you say, if it's because the songs stand the test of time, then it's a beautiful thing.
Well, you do still hear your tracks on the radio. I suppose King of Wishful Thing is going to get played because you mentioned it's part of the Pretty Woman soundtrack, and that was an absolutely massive film that is still loved to this day. But you do hear it, maybe not so many of the album tracks, but you listen back to things from the 80s, and your songs were there. And I've got recordings of me when I was presented a kids show when I was 15 back in 88, and you listen to the stuff that we were playing on Beacon then, and so many songs just don't get played anymore. And you're one of the artists who is still remembered and still working and still got people coming to the gigs for all the right reasons.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. As you say, the singles do still seem to be played on the radio, and we're very happy to have been the authors of our own career, in the sense that Richard and I started out as a songwriting partnership. These days, as we know, with X Factor and those kinds of a different route to public awareness, isn't always out of a desire to write your own songs and present your own vision. It's more, I don't know, just seems to be more about how famous can I be, which of course does come with the territory if you're very lucky. But for Richard and myself, it was always only about trying to write the best song we could and live the dream, which for us was going into the studio and making an album.
With your new songs that you're doing now, how would you say they differ from what you had in the 80s? So say, for example, if you've got an 80s fan that hasn't heard any of your music perhaps since that era, are they still going to like the new material that you're doing now?
Well, obviously, I hope that they would. The common element might possibly be that I'm singing the songs. So in that sense, I think Go West Today does still sound somewhat like the Go West of the 80s. But at the same time, songwriting with Richard, we're assimilating influences all the time. I think it's safe to say that the banks of synthesizers are not as fashionable at the moment, at least, as they were in the 80s. And so we've kind of moved slightly towards a more guitar-driven sound. But having said that, I think the songs, we aim to make the songs as melodic and as lyrically relatable. That's not a good word, but you know what I'm trying to say. Lyrics that people can relate to, so that the subject matter of the song is something that the listener can identify with. So in that sense, I guess it is still pop.
And how does the stage lineup work these days? Who have you got out there? You bring in session musicians with you?
Actually, we have a regular band, four guys, guitar, bass, drums and keyboards. They've been with us, three of them have been with us for 10 years. And our bass player, who's our newest recruit, has been with us now for over five. So it's a regular band and they are great. So come and see us live.
While we're doing, where can we find out about the gigs? What have you got coming up?
We're playing at the Robin 2 in sunny Wolverhampton on the 7th of December. That's always a great gig, and we're looking forward to that. It's the first night of our UK tour, and we'll also be in your neighbourhood on the 21st of December at the O2 Academy in Birmingham.
So lots of great gigs. And the website?
www.gowest.org.uk, I think.
we talk to many artists. They have someone who does that sort of thing for them. You haven't got to worry about your own website. But do you do Twitter as well? You followed on there?
I do. I am on Twitter. Yes.
Go on. What are you on there?
Peter John Cox is my Twitter name.
Peter John Cox.
Yeah.
Track you down. Stalk you.
So you'll have two new followers by the end of this evening.
Oh, well, imagine. God bless you.
Both of them, Zoe, she's got an alter ego.
Yes.
But, really good to talk to you. Great to hear what's going on. And when you're on the tour, do you do much of the old stuff, or is it going to be mostly new tunes from 3D?
No, have no fear. It's not going to be 2 hours of new songs. We play all our hits. Some bits and pieces from 3D and from the previous album, Future Now, but only a taster, just to let Zoe hear what we sound like now. And we always try to throw in something that might surprise an audience to hear us play. We played U2's Vertigo for a couple of years. That's no longer in the set list, but just to give you an idea that we do try to throw in a surprise or two and play a song that people might not associate with us. I never think of it as being a covers band so much as paying tribute to, you know, contemporary artists whose work we really enjoy. And you know, not for one moment suggesting that we're in the same league as Springsteen, but Bruce Springsteen never has any problem playing a cover on stage, and I just think it gives the band a chance to stretch out and, as I say, hopefully provides a surprise or two.
It's a bit of fun, isn't it, as well? You enjoy what you're doing, and you enjoy listening to music and be able to perform as much as anybody else.
I'm just as passionate about music as any 13-year-old, mate.
Well, you're only just over that now, aren't
you? That's right, yeah, only just over 13. Yeah, Blimey, this is going to have to be a big check I'm going to be sending you, isn't it?
Well, lovely to speak to you. Great to have a chat. And if people do want to follow you as well, I've just followed you on Twitter. You've got your own website as well, peter-cox.org.
That's right, sir.
So you can be found pretty much anywhere online.
My profile is right there, yes, for all to see.
You can be spotted. Lovely, great. Look forward to the fact you're going to be in our neck of the woods. And are you going to get along to that gig? I'm at Molyneux that night because I've got a football match on.
Oh, okay. But
actually,
it's just down the road, so.
So I can't make it. Otherwise, I would love to be there and see you perform. But I'm sure I'll get good.
If you do make it down, no obligation, obviously. Then come along and make yourself known, and I'll buy you a glass of wine.
Oh, that'll be nice. Thank you.
She only drinks it by the bottle. I warn you now.
Okay, well that can be arranged.
Peter, lovely to speak to you, mate, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you both.
Cheers. Bye for now.
Bye.
So there you go. I think that's what it's
a
like.
A glass of wine.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Worth going for that, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, no, you can go because you'll enjoy listening to the music as well.
Do you know? I do like live music, and I can imagine them being totally different to records and songs and things like that. It's totally different when you hear it live.
It is.
It?
Yeah, because we do a lot of live music, hence the guys we've got in the studio, who we shall now reintroduce and bring back, Billy and Lars. So what you got coming up for us next?
We're going to do a song. I mean, what we try to do is, there's this preconception that everybody in the Black Country has to be funny all the time, but there's a lot of serious stuff that went on, so we tend to mix both. And this is a song about the workhouses, and it's just called Hard Times, and the content of it came from true stories, really. Mary Spruce was 59, and I was living through the hard times. I was there in the workhouse. I was just a servant wench. And prostitution served her a bed. And her name was just a cross in the logbook, it said. That was hard times. But that wore the only workhouse there. Everyone brung to fear. And the worn-out souls served down in the pheasant room. They all needed closing to be suppressed. And through arches of tears, fun so many jed. And they was the hard times. Priscilla Rodgetts, I was just 19, her had no dreams, and then disease had come, and it took her to a death. The wench had sold her body just for a roof, wore a finger lifted to help her pull through. Struggled in the hard times. And then young Billy, he was only four. When they come and they dragged him through the door, how his mother blarted, but had no choice. And for 14 long years he served. It was a sentence no man deserved. Everyone in the hard times.
Lovely.
very relaxing.
But still very serious and a bit depressing nonetheless.
Yeah.
Is all your stuff these? Did you do depressing every other song these days?
Well, no, we do. Yes. Yeah, we usually say, well, we'll take you on a journey and we'll take you up there and then we'll bring you down here. I think, well, we think it's really important that both sides should be shown.
We're telling
really.
A story. All we're trying to do is represent what we are about. We're about the culture we're about, the heritage we're about, and stuff like that. And we tell stories about that particular thing. And we might be discussing something, and the song comes from that. There's always tunes knocking about, and basically, if we find a topic, it might be cut diggers, or it might be Bricklayer's Daughter, or it might be an Albury man, might be the canal scene, whatever.
So, but you've been doing this for what, 5-6 years? You've been together.
About 5 years together.
Probably, yeah, a bit longer now. Yeah.
But I mean, but this is really something that you've developed yourselves before you've got together and worked on it as one, I suppose.
It's been a musical journey for me that's lasted obviously all my life, and I've written songs with many people, but never written songs with anybody where I felt it's quite as right as the way we do it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Brian was as a poet and a writer, so basically. I've got tunes and got nowhere to go with them. He's got lyrics and poems and got nothing to do with them, really. So
that's not fair on poetry. I think that's Brian.
No, the thing with
and for everyone's wondering why we call him Brian and Billy at the same time.
Oh yeah,
I sort of have to.
I have to remember he's in character.
I have to sort of curtail my musical abilities to the kazoo, which has become. Really, sort of.
It's a world famous experiment.
Have you bought your kazoo?
I haven't, no, because I don't like to upset you.
It's a shame.
No, seriously, though,
It's a treat.
I suppose, coming from a musical background, when I grew up in Portmay Road, because me dad and my uncle Eric and Uncle Bill used to sing in the Murray Brothers, and Jeff, who Loz wonderfully put my cousin Jeff's old tracks onto a CD. And I suppose, really, I'd grown up listening to music, and I'd always wanted to sing, but never. Never had the chance to sing, and it was just, well, it's just a pleasure to sing with him, really. And he writes amazing tunes, and it's just great to hear the words be put into that framework for me. Anyway.
I think it adds more meaning to it as well, doesn't it? When you've got the song,
it takes it to another dimension.
We're two halves of the same, whatever it is.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that, but in a poem, you want a poignant gap, but you'll probably want to do a longer gap and have something happen. Well, that's where a guitar solo comes in and really. Brings out what you've just been saying,
and we do try to link the two by
the
last one.
Music described like that. I am a poignant gap.
Yeah.
I can go to bed.
You know what I mean.
But I mean, it's the reason why some of them are spoken. I mean, the last one we spoke because we thought we needed to speak. And to be honest, we were going to sing it, and then bless his soul, Trevor, who's passed away from the Woodman. We played it the first time ever at the Woodman Folk Club, and he came up to us afterwards and he said, "You know, it needs to be done like this."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't decide to do it. He decided it, and it's a tribute to him, then, really.
We very often play songs that we haven't finished, and we tell people we haven't finished them, and they sometimes come up and say, well, leave it like that.
Yeah.
But that's a genre that you're in, I suppose, in
we're
some ways.
We're telling stories, Jason, that's what we're doing. We're telling stories, and we're putting stories to music. That's what we're doing. It's folk music, it's modern folk music.
But a story's never the same whenever you tell it twice, anyway, is it?
We don't do that. Funnily enough... I mean, you tell them we did some stuff for Tipton Historical Society, didn't we? And we had to play along to the track off the first CD.
Oh,
and
couldn't do it, could we? The music evolves. The music changes.
Because we play it differently now, which is strange. Yeah. You know. But that's the way it should be. And some things that you think aren't going to work, like Hard Times, we thought, we were in the studio and we thought, this is never going to work, nobody's going to like this. And it's probably the most requested song that we do now. People say, aren't you going to play Hard Times?
I know you
times?
Say that it was. You think it's depressing, but... I don't know, I think it's quite...
It's reality, it's truth.
Yeah, it makes you think about things.
It's truth, really, and that's what it's about.
It
I think you've got to have the courage to say, well, it's all right to do, all, you know, it's all right to do everything funny, but everything wasn't funny.
No.
No, we're not about that. We're about the true representation of the of our lives and our families' lives. We're not about a Disneyland representation of the black country. Mm. That's not of interest to us at all.
With all due respect,
like
we're not Ainuk and
Ayo.
You can almost visualise your stories as you're listening to them, which is
And we said the other night, it doesn't matter if people clap or not, but if somebody comes up, we do one called Albury Man, and there's a girl who cries every time we do it. Well, to me, that's much You know, it's a much bigger compliment because it reminds her of about people, family, and things like that.
Is that because we do it so badly?
Well, we don't. Well, she says she cries because of the song. It might be because it's, you know. Never mind. Yeah.
But both of you have both done a load of other stuff. And I talked about the fact that your music's come together out of the other projects that you've done.
Yeah.
And obviously, am I calling you Billy or Brian now?
Billy, yeah.
Brian Dakin, okay, Billy Spakeman. Really, from the rest of what you're doing, is that running in tandem, a parallel to what's going on here?
I think everything connects, really. I mean, it's took a long time to do the new CD, basically, because, and I said this on Carl's show, and I'll say it again, the respect that Lozzy's got in the music fraternity means that people are always contacting him to do CDs for him. And so we tend to then get caught in Catch-22 where, you know, he's got to work for other people, and we say, oh, well, ours will be all right and ours will be all right. And eventually we've got to do something with it.
Because we do have this thing about trying to promote other people,
yeah,
trying to help other people, yeah, get where they want to be. So that's something we do together. And my studio is just part of that, really.
Yeah. And all the things we organise, we always try to incorporate local people. And, you know, the stuff that I do research-wise and talk to historical societies, I always bring stuff in that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all linked, it's all interconnected, you know, one informs the other all the time, I think.
And a lot of your musical work, I mean, who have you been working with recently that's really made a difference to your outlook on the musical world?
Well, there's so many, to be honest, but I stay local. But having said that, I'm lying to you, because the last CD I completed was a London folk duo that came up. They saw me on Facebook and travelled up from London to record with me, which was strange for me, really, because I normally stay with Black Country people. But they'd heard some of the stuff that I'd done, and they wanted to come up, so they came up. I don't know whether that's going to kickstart something. I'm busy enough. I could do without that, really, to be honest. I really just want to work with local people. But the people I've worked with that come to mind are people like Phil Parton, who probably has been on...
Oh, we've had Phil in, yeah.
I've done all Phil CDs. There's a girl I work with, and I'm doing a CD for at the moment, Alison Southall. She comes from, she comes from Dudley, but an Alzoin area. But she's basically, I think she lives in Worcester at the moment. But it's religious music, and I only work with people that write their own material. It's all religious music, and this is the second CD she's done, and she's just phenomenal. I mean, it's just gorgeous to sit in the control room and listen to people singing material that's so beautiful. Keith Judson, of course. There's just so many.
Yeah.
There's so many very, very talented singer-songwriters from this area.
Two of them with us now, I think, to be fair. So
I think ordinary people are just extraordinary. I think that's what we found out.
Yeah.
You know, people who you think are ordinary people, they do such amazing things, and you know, and they're not out for an ego thing. It's because of the love of it.
Talking to Peter earlier on, I mean, he's clearly in it because he wants to write good music. And... You know, Go West have had some big hits, and they've released other things which have been appreciated, but haven't topped the charts in the same way. But it doesn't bother him.
I'm not degrading anybody who goes out and plays covers and stuff like that, but we could go out and play covers and work every night. We know that.
And earn a lot of money.
It's not the point.
Not interested in that at all.
And we don't mind. I mean, we go up to Stoke and play, and we go to Coventry, and we play with people like the Coventry Mummers. And we just think, well, if you go somewhere, if you go and play down the road, your mates ain't going to say you're rubbish. But if you go into a pub in Stoke where nobody knows you and you play, and somebody comes up and says, hey, mate, that was all right, that was. Well, then you know that your song stands up, you know, with everything else.
And although as I said, working with local artists, you're doing some very local stuff. I mean, the accent and things doesn't always travel well.
No.
But it's... If you can get a meaning across and people actually listen to the words, they're going to follow what's going on and really realise what they're missing out on if they don't pay attention to it.
Yeah. I think two things happen when we play. Usually when we finish, there's about half a dozen folks waiting to see him, to see what tuning he's in, and waiting for a masterclass. Because you do guitar classes and stuff, don't you? And then occasionally somebody might come and say, I couldn't understand the bloody word you were saying. And then ask about the song. So, yeah.
Well, what have you got for us for our third offering this evening?
We'll do one that's Bricklayer's Daughter off the first CD that we did. And most people tend to take to this song. So it's Bricklayer's Daughter. It's on YouTube. had a lot of hits on YouTube, so we'll do it for you guys. Yeah.
Okay, we'll have it live at a slightly...
There's no dancing with this one.
Oh, no.
No curtain pulling.
Yeah, this is a bit somber, and then we'll finish with a bubbly one. Sat by the warm kiln, warm in her arms, bricklayer's beautiful daughter. Pratt's brickyard in Hill Street, black country lawn, bricklayer's beautiful daughter. There was honey above when her mother died, struck with a plague in 1905. Nadie was left to make her alive, make her alive. Raggle-taggle ringlets fell down her back, bricklayer's beautiful daughter. Her eyes was deep green and they looked almost black, bricklayer's beautiful daughter. He'd promised his missus he kept her from harm, brung her each day to sot in the yard. He smiled and he lifted his grieving arm, grieving arm. And so much pain, with so much pain. So much pain. Sat by the fireside, hair on his knee, bricklayer's beautiful daughter. He spiked on her mother, could now back his tears, bricklayer's beautiful daughter. He poked up her apron and dabbed both his eye, kissed his strong forehead as he slept at night. Kneel by a window, he prayed by moonlight, by moonlight. With so much pain, there's so much pain. So much pain. A sod by the warm kiln, he worked in the yard,
bricklayer's beautiful daughter. He whispered, sweet mother, I will keep him from harm. Bricklayer's beautiful daughter. He looked at that picture held there in his palm. Was the bricklayer's beautiful daughter.
Wonderful performance again, brilliant. Mm. It's great having you in the studio. I'm rather enjoying this, to be fair.
I do like live music.
Nice being here.
It's good. Now, obviously, you're preparing for Christmas. We know that because Lars has got on his special seasonal fingernails. You proudly showed us your fake fingernails earlier on. Explain more, please.
I'm wearing them in. Well, the thing is, we kept getting gigs and it stopped me doing work at home. Couldn't do any work at home because I kept breaking my nails, and I can't play without my nails. If I was playing with a plectrum, I'd have your eye out.
It's a devil doing the wash, you know.
Yeah. So, there's a compromise made between my wife leaving me and me and Billy carrying on. And basically, I thought, well, the way to do it is to get some nails put on there. And I tried ping pong balls because people recommend ping pong balls. Professionals use ping pong balls. But they fly off and they're no good. Because I do break my nails.
Can I just point that it wasn't actually the whole of the ping pong ball that put on the end of his nails?
That would look a bit silly.
He did shape them.
If only we'll deploy
one. All you could hear then is.
But cut ping pong balls up and put that on my super glue. And that just flies off. And then all sorts of things. James Taylor does a thing on his website where he talks about sticking fiberglass wraps on there. And he sticks that on with gel and blah, blah, blah. Builds that up. And anyway, that's no good for me either. So I went down, but I was going to buy some tougher fiberglass. And I went to a car shop, and he said, and the guy in the car shop says, "What are you after, mate?" I said, "I told him." He says, "Why don't you go next door to the beauty salon?" And I thought, "Well, you cheeky thing. Well, I mean, fancy suggesting I need a makeover?"
No, you're a glamorous young thing, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. So I thought, well, he said, no, they'll do nails for you. So I went next door, and there's all these women in there having their hair done. And with the curlers and all that stuff. And I thought, well, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound. So I said...
You'd have your hair done as well, did you? Cause I'm sure that's a perm at the back.
I'll have a perm. Yeah, I'll have a perm. On this one.
He's got less hair than me.
And she said, "What do you want, love?" And I said, she was being ever so nice to me. So I said, "Well, yes, go on, I'll tell you what I want. I want to know if you can help me with it." She said, "Oh, come here, sit down, I'll sort you out." And she started talking to me, and basically she's a musician herself, and blah, 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 blah. I ended up with an acrylic and gel hybrid on my nails, and that was in September, and I've been wearing them ever since, and it's just been, and we haven't had to cancel a gig since.
No.
And that's in all seriousness.
It's getting a bit out of hand. Oh, that's getting a bit out of hand now.
Out of hand. Yeah, that's good. That's
because he's having things painted on him.
Yeah,
he's
got a snowman.
So basically, what I'm playing with tonight is gel and acrylic hybrids, and they're all false, all four of them. And at one time, I wouldn't have risked it, and I thought that won't work, but it does. So if there's any guitarists out there that are really frustrated by breaking nails, go down to your local beauty shop.
They could go to Leanne.
Yeah, the hair professionals in Blackheath, I do not get commission on it. The hair professional in Blackheath, Leanne will deal with you without laughing at you. She knows what she's going to do. And seriously, it's a nightmare for guitarists that play with the fingernails. And this is the answer.
Okay, you're a happy man.
I'm a happy man.
Right, well, put those fingernails to good use for us again in a moment or two. First of all, though, quick... look at what gigs you've got coming along and what's going on the websites and stuff.
Well, we're in Wolverhampton later this week at the Arena Theatre on the 2nd with John Edgar.
Friday the 2nd with John Edgar at...
the Arena Theatre.
Right.
We're supporting him while he does yet another marvellous Tales of Breton, Breton Tales.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany, he goes over to Brittany and he translates these marvellous stories and puts them into English. So we're there on the 2nd. On the 7th, we're doing two things. We're on the night time. We're playing at the Black Country. We're organising the Black Country Society's Christmas Carol Concert at the Liberal Club, Cradley Heath, and that kicks off at 8 o'clock, and we put on an entire Black Country show featuring the Laners, Pete Kelly, John Edgar, East West Infusion, us, and of course Emma Rollison as Dolly Allen. And then lunchtime, Billy, we are...
We're going to do the Christmas show for Bridges, the Bridges Trust.
Mm-hmm.
I do some voluntary work for Bridges, who are linked with Macmillan.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. And then on the 13th, we're back here for the City Voices at yes. City Bar in Wolverhampton.
And on the 18th...
We're going to go to Coventry and play with the Coventry Mummers.
At a lovely little village.
Newbold-on-Avon, I think it is. And if nobody knows what mummies is, it's like the old traditional plays that they used to do in the street.
Oh, right, okay.
And they all dress up as women, so he'll be all right with his, with his nails.
He talks about his nails all night.
And we follow him round, and then we're just going to have a play. It'll be great.
Brilliant. Okay, well, all that on the website, I assume, for links and tickets, etc.
Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be?
That's on my Lawrence Hipkiss Facebook site.
So just search Lawrence Hipkiss.
Yes, and please add me. And we've got a Billion Loss group on there, so you can can join
and
us.
Anybody wants any gigs doing, just contact him. And
absolutely,
we'll come and do
it. Absolutely.
Yeah, but not Billy, because you never look at your stuff, do you?
No.
No.
Don't go on mine, because I never look at it every week. Keep saying, I sent you this in 1973.
He's only just mastered Lloyd's, which is here.
Right, final tune from you then. What are we going to have to cheer the world up before we throw you back out on the streets tonight?
Okay, well, I do a little bit of work for Dudley Adult and Community Learning, and one of the things they asked me to do a couple of years ago was do some local history work with a group from Dudley. And I was looking through the archives and I saw this amazing black and white photo from the 50s of a bloke with a monkey on his arm and these two little kids looking up at him in full of wonderment. Well, of course, it wouldn't be allowed these days. But of course, in those days, it was kind of acceptable because we didn't understand the problems that that wild animals faced in the world. And we don't know where this monkey came from anyway. And with Dudley Zoo only being 50 yards away from where this guy was standing...
He could have escaped.
Well, he could have been nicked.
Or...
But anyway, this guy was called the Monkey Man. And we did a gig. We organised a gig for Duncan Edwards recently. And we asked the people there who lived on that estate, well, you must all remember the Monkey Man. And nobody did. So we got a problem with this, because this guy existed. I've seen a photograph of him. We've written a song about him. We've told all the folk clubs in the West Midlands about him. And we can't find anybody.
They know a bloke who looked like a monkey on the Renner.
They do, right?
not a monkey man. But anyway, we do a song called Monkey Man.
So Jason, if you can find this man for
us. Yeah, we'll do it. Well, contact Lars via his website if you know about...
Anybody knows a monkey. And we've actually got the monkey in the studio. He's the third member of the band. We do bring him along, actually, normally.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is Monkey, and thanks for having us on. It's been great. And I used to sweep the North Stand when I was a kid down there. And clean Peter Knowles' boots here and stuff like that.
Happy days.
Years and years ago, great.
Do you know your song about that one as well? No, we've got to stick with this one. Take it away, boys.
Yowie on the Renner live was a place where legends met. Duncan Edwards, Busby Bear, he went off play for the Reds. Yowie was a necker kid, got in trouble, Yowie would. Wooden nuts back on Buns Lane with a fussied monkey man from Dudley Town. He got a monkey on his arm, I don't know where he got it from, but Renner folk, they just don't care. Monkey money lapped it up. The folk are laughing, they a cheer. Shadow banks from down the capers. Wagger and the monkey man was the Joey went down Castle Bank, mother canting on the step. All the neighbours Maple Road said the monkey on his head. Hilda dropped her fake and squailed. Monkey run across her back. I bet he's pinched from Dudley Zoo. You fear the goodoo lally tap. Monkey man from Dudley Town. He got a monkey on his arm. I don't know where he got it from, but Rena folk, they just don't care. Monkey money lapped it up. The folk are laughing, they a cheer. The shadow banks from down the capers. Wig around the monkey man was the Joey, what's that you got? It's a monkey, Mum. A monkey? I thought the rat was bad enough. Ah, Joey, now I'm telling you this. You better get rid of that thing before your father gets home, because he's going to pile you sick. Joey, what's that you got? It's a monkey, Dad. Monkey? What am I supposed to do with a monkey? Listen, Dad. Take it up the rinner, stick it on folks' shoulders, take a photograph. We'll make a mint. Oh, Kathy, get the fiddle on and give this monkey summit. A monkey man from Dudley Town, he got a monkey on his arm. I don't know where he got it from, but rinner folk, they just don't care. Monkey man, he lapped it up. Folk are laughing, they cheer. Shout a bang from down the capers. Wig around a monkey man was the Joey in the suckers went. Teach a monkey some new tricks. Supping froth off the black stout. Filled the kegs with a few quid. Both had died on the same day. Ran a folk in silence stood. Led him out in Priory Park. A monkey man from Dudley Town, he got a monkey on his arm. I don't know where he got it from, but rain of folk, they just die caring. Monkey man, he lapped it up. Folk are laughing, they cheer. Shadow banks from down the capers. Wig around a monkey man was the Joey, take a photo here. Love, put that on your shoulder, will ya? Oh, that's it. Lovely. Here you are, my wench. Gives us a shilling. How much we got then? We got a guinea feather. Let's get up the pub then in the sucker and have a few jars, son. Ta-ra, love.
I hadn't expected that. Brilliant. Cheers, guys, for coming in. Once
absolute
more.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Website, Lars?
Just go to Facebook, please. It's Facebook, Lawrence Ipkiss, L-A-U-R.
And then the rest of it.
Ipkiss, H-I-P.
Spelling never was my strong point. It's lovely to see you both again. And thanks for coming in. Really enjoyed it. It's been absolutely brilliant.
Been busting. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.
Zoe, time for us to clear off as well.
Oh, it's gone so quick, hasn't it?
It has flown by. We'll be back again next week, episode 130. And I'm not entirely certain. I might be in Norway next week.
So it might be
another one of our long-distance calls.
Okie doke.
Which makes it sound slightly weird, but slightly interesting as well in its own special way.
Back I have got a couple of guests already, so you haven't got to worry too much.
Okay, as long as you've done some work.
Yes.
That's a help. Because international travel does strange things to your head. We'll be back next week, though, for more. See you then. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah.